This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. America just underwent its most significant tax overhaul in a generation. Because of the new law, most people are getting a tax cut this year. And so the following might sound counterintuitive, but you could still end up owing a lot of money to the federal government come April. Here's why. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra.
This spring, James and Kristen Dickey bought an SUV.
It was a black Toyota 4Runner.
Kristen was pumped. The Toyota was going to replace her old car. It'd be easier with their two kids.
She did the thing where she took a picture of her old Volvo and was like, thanks for the great decade. And she was going to post it, you know.
Then the Dickies got the letter from their accountant. They owed $6,500 on their 2017 taxes.
We were pretty disappointed.
James had changed jobs that year and was making more money. That meant he no longer qualified for certain tax credits. So the amount of taxes that had come out of his paycheck, you know, his withholding, it wasn't enough. And the Toyota?
Yeah, I had to return it. It was a bummer.
In the U.S., we pay our taxes as we go. Every paycheck, your employer withholds some of your money and sends it to the government on your behalf. The amount is based on choices you make and on guidelines the IRS gives your company. Jonette Esquivias at 1-800-ACCOUNTANT says it's a tricky balance. You don't want to pay too much and give the government an interest-free loan, but
you don't want to end up with a huge tax bill when you file your tax return.
That's a risk for millions of Americans now that the tax code has changed.
The perception is that, oh, I'm not going to owe anything. You know, the tax rates went down, so that means I'm going to have a big refund.
The reality is more complicated. Yeah, tax rates went down. And when that happened, the IRS told companies to withhold less in taxes from people's paychecks. So that tax cut, you're getting it now. At the same time, the new tax law got rid of or limited a lot of deductions you take at tax time, which means come April, you may find yourself in the same situation as the Dickey family, owing the government money.
So a lot of people will definitely would have, you know, a nasty surprise when they file their returns.
The IRS has been warning people across every tax bracket to double-check their withholding. There's a calculator on its website where you can plug in your information. Esquivia says her firm has been emailing clients, offering them free consultations.
No one's interested. They don't want to learn. They don't want to know about whether or not they're withholding, or they're under withholding or over withholding. Nobody cares.
She says they'll care when it's time to write the check. And then she's worried they're going to blame their accountants. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
At marketplace.org, we have a link to the IRS individual tax withholding calculator. Seriously, run your numbers sometime soon to get a decent hint about if you'll have to pay next April or if you're over withholding.